So let's review. Zak the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Paischin la'adam mechvayin aveh ve'imai, a nedu can be nullified through a Pesach, an opening, in which the nedu says that he would not have made the nether had he known that it would shame his parents, as Ran explains. She'yemer sha'at l'mata mehem l'zalzal b'nedarim. People will say that he learned from his parents, who are also lax with nedarim. V'chacham ha'isrim, v'chacham hold ein paischin la'adam mechvayin aveh ve'imai, a neder cannot be nullified through a Pesach of Kavod Aveh Ve'Imai. Amr B'Tzadik, Atcha Paischin L'Bechved Aveh Ve'Imai Yiftuch Loi Bechved HaMakim. B'Tzadik says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Paischin L'Bechved HaMakim, a neder can also be nullified through a Pesach that he would not have made the neder had he known that his neder would belittle Hashem's honor, as the Ran explains. Shukunai Debe Melech Atzmai. The Chacham responded and said that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, Ein Paischin L'Bechved HaMakim. A neder cannot be nullified through a Pesach of Kvayr HaMakim, because Imkain ain't a darm. The Gemara offers two explanations of Imkain ain't a darm, and of the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham, as the Ran explains. There's no Machlekes regarding Kvayr HaMakim. Both Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham agree ain't Paischin l'Bechvayr HaMakim, because as Abaye says, Imkain ain't a darm netar and yafa. The neder will not be nullified properly, as the Ran explains, because Cheshina shemeshaker, she'ain odem meiz pana b'Kvayr HaMakim. There is a concern that he is lying because he's embarrassed to admit that he would have made the nether anyway. However, there is a machlekes regarding kavod aveh ve'imai. The chacham hold ain paischin l'adam mechvayin aveh ve'imai because this chashash applies here as well, because ain odem meiz pana mechvayin aveh ve'imai. He's embarrassed to admit that he would have made the nether anyway. Eliezer disagrees and holds paischin mechvayin aveh ve'imai because this chashash does not apply, because odem meiz pana mechvayin aveh ve'imai. He's not embarrassed to admit that he would have made the nether anyway. Rava explains, both Rabbi Eliezer v'Chacham agree ein paischin l'bechvayr hamakim because imkain ein nedarim nishalin l'chacham. There's a concern that all nedarim will be nullified without a chacham, because paischin l'bechvayr hamakim can be applied to all nedarim and people won't even bother coming to the chacham. However, there is a machlekes regarding kavod aveh ve'imai. The chacham hold ein paischin l'adam mechvayr aveh ve'imai, because this chashash applies here as well. Paischin mechvayin aveh ve'imai can also be applied to all nedarim, and people will stop coming to the chacham. Therefore, they had to disqualify this Pesach completely. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and holds paischin l'adam mechvayin aveh ve'imai, because this chashash does not apply, because as the Ran writes, de'ikah nedarim nekili kulei hai she'en l'aveh ve'imai zilzal b'hen. There are easy nedarim, which do not shame the parents. Therefore, the person is compelled to come to the chacham, and the Chacham may use this Pesach where applicable. Mishnah concludes, Umaydim Chacham l'Reb Eliezer, b'davar she'beinoi l'bein aveh ve'imai, she'paischin l'bechvayin aveh ve'imai. The Chacham agree with Reb Eliezer that a neder that was made specifically to prohibit his parents to benefit from him can be nullified through a Pesach of chavayin aveh ve'imai. The Gemara explains that, according to Abaye, there is no chashash of ein nedarim netar and yafa, because kiven de'ich tzifle, ha'ich tzifle. There is no concern that he is lying, because since he was already disrespectful when he made the nether, he is not embarrassed to admit that he would have made the nether anyway. And according to Rava, there is no chashash of ein nedarim nishalin l'chacham, because the kivin the kol nidre leisagi lahain de lav chacham hachanami paischin. There is no concern that this nether will be nullified without a chacham, because since he is already accustomed to come to the chacham for all of the nedarim that require another Pesach, he will come to the Chacham even for this neder that does not require another Pesach. Mishnah continues with another halacha. V'oidam Rabbi Eliezer, paischin b'noilad. A neder can be nullified through a Pesach that did not exist when the neder was made. V'chachamim aisrim. The Chacham say that a neder cannot be nullified through a Pesach that is noilad. And the Mishnah elaborates. Ketzad, amar kainim shani nenelish plain even as a seifer. Oy shoy may say is benoy. Vamar ilu ha you see a dear show who nasa cipher. Oy shoy may say is benoy bekar of law ha you see neither. A person makes a neder in which he prohibits all benefits from a given person who subsequently became a cipher and the muda needs his services. Or that person was making a wedding for his son and the muda must participate. And the muda now states that he would not have made the neder had he known that the other person would become a cipher or make a wedding. And in another case, Kainim labai zeh shani nichnas benasa besaknasis. Amar ilu ha yisu ideh shud nasa besaknasis lo yisu neider. a person made a neder that he will not enter this house, which subsequently became a shul, and the muddah needs to daven there. The muddah now states that he would not have made the neder had he known that this house would become a shul. In both cases, Rabbi Eliezer matav v'chacham eisrin. Rabbi Eliezer says that the neder can be nullified through the Pesach that is noiled. The Chacham say that the neder cannot be nullified through the Pesach that is noiled. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Eliezer holds Pesachim in noiled because the Torah mentions that Yisro hishbil l'moishu l'shabasitai. Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvuah to his father-in-law Yisro that he will not leave Midian. However, then when the time came for Moshe to go back to Mitzrayim, Hashem told him, Lech shuv Mitzrayim, kimesu kol anoshim hamavakshim es nafshecha. Go back to Mitzrayim because the people, Dasim Avirim, who wanted to kill you, already died. And then the Ran explains, Moshe Rabbeinu nishba, mitech shohi yori midasim Avirim, lafikach pasach la'akadosh baruch hu kimesu begeimer. Moshe Rabbeinu only made the shvuah out of his fear for Dasim Avirim, and Hashem nullified the shvuah through a Pesach that they were already dead. And Rabbi Eliezer concludes, V'hamisu d'noilid hu, mekancha Pesach m'noilid. This Pesach is noilid because they only died after Moshe made the shvuah. This proves that a neder can be nullified even through a Pesach of noilid. For Rabbanu Kesavri, hanu mimaisi, v'hamer b'yechad m'shem m'shem ben yoichi, the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, because Dasim Avirim did not actually die, as we see in the Pesukim, that they were still alive during the Machlokes of Korach. They became poor, which is considered as if they died. And the Rosh explains, Anis lab noilidhu dishchiach. Moshe's Shvuah was nullified through this Pesach, because poverty is not considered noilid, because it is frequent that people lose their money. The Gemara cites a well-known brisa. Arba chashumin kemes. Ani, umetzaira, besuma, umishein libanim. Ani dechsev kemesu kol anoshim. Metzaira dechsev anos hi kames. Besuma dechsev bemachshakim hoishivani kemesi oilam. Umishein libanim dechsev havali vanim bim ayin mesa anoichi.